Good morning and happy Sunday. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're a little off today, and thank you. Pat Kerrigan was on the first portion of the 9 o'clock hour with all of the information with Supervisor David Rabbit. Everything going on here in Sonoma County, and I had kind of a wanted to continue on with that thought, and there was some rumors going around that the recorder's, you know, in the real estate community, that the recorder's office was closed and we weren't going to be able to record escrows and what was going to happen with real estate if everything shuts down. So it's a real concern, and you know, obviously it's not the biggest concern. You know, the biggest concern is the health issue and keeping everyone safe and the quarantine and self-quarantine and all of that, but and kind of what's happening going forward. But to anybody that's involved in a real estate transaction right now, including buyers and sellers and the agents on both sides, it is a real concern. Are we going to be able to close our transactions? And sometimes we have them stacked back to back to back with contingency sales, and if one goes wrong, then the whole thing goes south. So it is important to know. So I reached out to a couple of people. I have two callers today. Kimberly Waite, Fidelity Title, is on the line. She's going to talk about what contingencies they have in place in case there is a government shutdown and we do need to record and the recorder's office is closed. So, and then I also have Diva Marie Proto calling in a little bit later from the recorder's office, who is our chief county clerk, recorder, assessor, and kind of to dispel those rumors that no, they are not closed. We are still recording. And kind of what they have in place, plans going forward if they do have to shut down. So I have Kimberly Waite, Fidelity Title, on the line. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in.
And thanks for having us this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think, so I understand you, I mean, this is like, you know, like I said, this is not the most important topic. Obviously, it's health and what's happening in the community in a whole. But if somebody's involved in a real estate transaction, this is very important. So I wanted to talk about that. Kind of what happens if the county recorder's office does have to close? And I think you have some things in place that went into place during the fires that we are going to help us now.
Yeah, and it's called e-recordings as far as the county is concerned on getting transactions recorded. And that was put into place not even in response to the fires and the natural disasters that we've been having, but that's something that recorders' offices throughout the state and actually throughout the country have been working on for quite some time. We ended up going with the e-recordings. The county has had them available for quite some time, and we went live with e-recordings in the fall of 2018. It certainly helped us with all the power outages and, you know, the disasters that we had, you know, when we were dealing with the Kincade fires last fall. We were still able to get in and do e-recordings. So if the county does close, and they did have offices that were closed, and I know Diva will address this more accurately with you later in the call, we were still able to continue business because it's all done electronically. And they did have limited staff that could continue to accept e-recordings. It was just over-the-counter type recordings and physically going into the office because their main campus was not accessible.
Okay.
So they were in a remote location, but they were able to do e-recordings, and they were able to continue to record transactions.
Yeah, thank goodness for electronics and for technology, right? So we can continue moving forward in the middle of this mess and other, you know, it's interesting because Sonoma County, I think we're a little stronger for all of what we've been through. And although this is completely different, it's, you know, kind of comes back to the same, you know, how do we all get along and make this work as a community? But so just basically for somebody that's listening, and it surprises me how many people, even when I'm in a real estate transaction, don't understand what an escrow is. And we talked about this actually last week. We had Mark Basorti of North Coast Title on, kind of talking about the escrow process. But just to reiterate, when we're talking about recording, what is that? What part of the transaction is that, and why is it so important?
Well, it's probably one of the most important parts of the transaction because it's what officially closes the transaction.
Right.
So the escrow part of it is, you know, we act as the escrow holder. We're the third neutral party to any type of a real estate transaction. So if it's a sale, we're the neutral party between the buyer and the seller, taking in instructions in order to close the transaction and facilitate the closing of it. The recording of that transaction is what actually truly technically closes the deal, and that's because the deed transferring from the seller to the buyer is being recorded, and if there is a loan involved, then it's recording that loan on the property for the new buyer.
Okay.
Same thing in a refinance transaction.
Right. So it's
you know,
it's
we're
crucial.
Acting as that person, you know, as that entity between the lender and the borrower, mm-hmm. taking instructions. And that's what escrow is doing, is taking instructions in a refinance transaction from the lender on what we need to do in order to receive the funds from the lender, to record the transaction and pay off any existing debt on the property.
Right. Okay. And then so people can kind of rest assured if anyone's panicking a little about their transaction. It sounds like they're, you know, and again, I'll talk with Diva some more too, but you're speaking specifically to Fidelity National Title, that you are going to be having, you know, you'll have no trouble closing with that.
We are completely set up, and like I said, we have been doing e-recording since the fall of 2018, so our systems are in place and running pretty darn smoothly. Again, Diva can address what the plans are for the county. At this time, they have no plans of shutting down or closing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do shut down to the general public, again, the e-recordings can continue.
Good. Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
and then,
and we are fully set up to do that.
Good. So rest assured, people. I know it's, you know, amongst all the other things we have to worry about.
I know there's a lot of concern about, well, what if you have to shut your office down? And, you know, we're getting a lot of those questions, the text messages and emails that our management team has been receiving over the last few days,
mm-hmm.
especially yesterday due to all the school closures. We are set up. Our business continuity plan has systems in place already. So in the event that somebody has to work from home, we are fully capable of providing that to our escrow staff if somebody should have to work at home.
That's great. And you bring up a really good point, because another crucial part of the whole transaction is that you need to sign. The buyer and seller both have to mm-hmm. sign loan documents. Are you seeing have you seen a case where if somebody can't get there? I know you do mobile signings all over the place.
Notary,
yeah,
correct.
So that's something that could still be in place if somebody, show up in their hazmat suit to
right.
sign. I don't know. Not to take it lightly, but you know, I mean, it is a real concern. So how are people going to be able to sign? So it sounds like that business continuity and everything, you kind of have something in place for that.
We do have our business continuity plan is very specific. We are asking people not to come into the office, and this is customers, clients, realtors, lenders, et cetera, not to come into the office if they're symptomatic. And we are sanitizing in our office anytime somebody comes in for a signing. We are sanitizing, excuse me, as soon as they leave.
Mm-hmm. And the pens, I'm thinking about pens, yeah.
Yes, we are taking all of those precautions.
Okay.
If we have situations, and we'll take it on a case-by-case situation, depending on what the circumstances are. So far to date, we have not had anybody ask us to do a mobile notary due to somebody being symptomatic.
Okay.
But as those situations come up, we will certainly address them as they come
up.
I think the most important thing for people to understand right now, because there's so much uncertainty and there are so many people out there that are having to shift what their normal daily routine is,
mm-hmm.
to please be patient.
Yeah.
You know, some things may take a little bit longer. We're so used in the escrow world where everything is rush, rush, rush.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our biggest ask
we
is
appreciate
for people
that.
To be patient.
Yeah.
And, you know, understand that things might take a little bit longer, but we are still getting transactions closed. We're still getting things recorded,
mm-hmm.
and have every anticipation that we will continue to do so over the coming weeks as more schools and businesses and so forth are shutting down. We can do stuff electronically and remotely if necessary.
Yeah.
But at this time, all of our offices are still open.
Okay, good to know. Well, thank
yes.
you so much for all of the information. And I know, you know, like I said, for the general population, if you're not in the middle of a real estate transaction, this is kind of irrelevant. But it's really crucial to somebody that's involved in a real estate transaction. And, you know, it's nerve-wracking enough going through a real estate transaction, but to be concerned that you may not be able to record at the end is pretty darn,
and we
darn
do
right
have
scary.
Things in place. Like I said, worst case scenario, if the county recorder's office completely shuts down for a period of time, which again, we're not anticipating that because they do e-recordings. But worst case scenario, or even in other counties, if that happens, we have systems in place on a case by case on how we can still close a transaction if the need arises.
Oh, perfect.
With a recording at a later date.
Oh, interesting.
So we do have a complete plan in place for that as well.
That's awesome. Okay, well, Kimberly Waite, Fidelity National Title, thank you so much for the call and kind of setting everybody at ease today.
Well, thank you.
Every little bit we can do, right, to put everyone at ease and make this all a little bit easier. But I appreciate your insight and all the information and kind of stepping in at the last minute with a call and being on hold while we work through the special report and all of that. So thanks for being
here. It's our pleasure to provide whatever information we can to the general public.
All right. Thanks so much. So we're going to post your information on the podcast if anybody wants more information about
Please.
Fidelity.
And have them feel free to reach out to me. You're more than welcome to post my email address.
Okay.
And our office number, if anybody has any questions, they are more than welcome to reach out to me directly.
Okay, do you want to give those?
Our management team.
Perfect. Do you mind giving that out right now? And then also I'll post it.
No problem at all. The email address is Kimberly, KIMBERLY dot WAITE at FNF.com. That's FrankNancyFrank.com.
Perfect. And your office line?
Yeah, the office line is area code 707-544-1771. If they need to reach somebody in management after hours, my cell phone number is 707-494-9401.
Okay, and if you missed that, I'll repeat it again later, and it'll also be on the podcast, and I'll post it also on Facebook. So, all righty, Kimberly, thanks so much for calling in. You have a great day, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Allison.
Bye-bye. All righty. So, yeah, we have, just to reiterate, that was Kimberly Waite, Fidelity National Title. We'll have all of her information. If you want to call Fidelity, if you're in the middle of a transaction, you know how to get a hold of them with Fidelity, but their number is 707-544-1771. They are planning on moving forward as usual, even if the recorder's office were to shut down. At this time, it has not shut down. And it's really important to anybody involved in a real estate transaction right now that we can actually record their loan and their deed transfer so that the house changes hands. That's the most important part of the transaction. Because there were some rumors going around that the recorder's office had shut down and people in the real estate industry were panicking a little bit, and what are we going to do? Diva Marie Proto, who came on the show a few weeks ago when we were talking about voting and all of that, because she wears many hats, and she is the chief clerk, recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters at Sonoma County. So I called her again and said, can you kind of, well, actually she posted on Facebook saying, no, this isn't true. And so I called her and said, can you come on the radio and let people know so that we can share this information and then also talk about kind of what's in place if they do shut. So I believe she's on the line.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, hi, Diva. Thanks for holding and being a little bit flexible. We had a kind of a, you know, news is ever evolving and changing. And when there's a special report,
yes.
we got to go with that. And it's that was a lot of really important information about what's happening here in Sonoma County. But like I just talked to Kimberly Waite at Fidelity National Title, and they are doing e-recordings. Anyway, they do them, you know, regularly, but have plans in place to do this if the recorder's office closes. However, you're here to dispel some rumors that the recorder's office has not closed. Tell us about that.
All right. So, we have not closed. We plan on being open tomorrow. We currently have no plans to close, although the situation is so fluid, you know,
right.
The first case of community transmission.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
What's going to happen in the future.
Exactly.
But at this point in time, we don't have any plans to close. If we did, there would definitely be some levels. For instance, during the 2019 fires, we actually didn't stop recording the whole time. Our office was under evacuation, and we tried to severely, severely limit the public interactions because we were not in a public building at the time. We were elsewhere We spun up a remote office, and we kept on recording and processing vital records. So that would be the plan if things got to kind of the worst case scenario where we did have to, you know, limit the amount of public interactions. We still would be processing the mail, still would be processing electronically. And we have over 50% of our recordings now come in electronically.
Okay, yeah. And I talked to Kimberly at Fidelity about that as well. But is that something that the general public, there's a website, isn't there, where they can go on and do some things electronically to avoid going into the office?
Yes, they can't record documents electronically.
Okay.
The law just recently changed, but we're working through our e-recording vendor to kind of open it up to more people.
Oh, interesting.
But at the moment, it's limited to a certain grouping of agencies and such. All of our local title companies now have been set up so they can electronically record.
Okay.
But people who need to get a copy of their deed or, wanted to do research or something, they can do that online. And you can order a document and download it and just get it right there. So.
Well, good. And then, so I would imagine you're encouraging people to, if there's anything they can do online, do that. I would think anybody that's, being careful and staying home and is immune compromised would appreciate that and would want to be able to do things online. And then it helps you there, and it also helps them to keep, keep that social distancing, we're calling it now.
Yes, we're trying to just really encourage that as much as possible. If it's not urgent, just don't come into the office.
Right.
And,
okay.
Things unfortunately have to be done in person. Marriage licenses require the couple to appear in person in our office. But if it's not urgent and it can wait a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
marriage licenses are valid for 90 days. So if it can wait, then, just wait. Just wait until everything kind of calms down a
right,
little bit.
Right, right, yeah. I think that's kind of a wait and see. That's kind of the mode that we're all in. I would imagine that's, like you said, now that there's the first reported community acquired, I don't know exactly what they're calling it, but that may change everything. But it's good to be reassured that you have systems in place to help with that, at least especially with the real estate portion of it, which is what we're talking about today. So thank you for dispelling.
Yeah, people will still be able to close and we'll still be able to process those transfer documents. So
good.
I know that's really important for people who are
in the middle of
so close to buying a new home.
Right, right. And like I said, sometimes there's multiple transactions that depend on, one has to close in order for the other to close, and they may have another one that has to close so they can close. And so if one goes wrong, it's like a domino effect and everything falls apart.
Yeah.
So it is scary for anyone involved in that transaction. So thank you for dispelling, the rumors that you are not closed and kind of relieving everyone who is in that world right now, in the middle of a transaction, that it's okay and entering in. I think we worry a little bit about people being concerned about moving forward in real estate or, what's going to happen, but everything is open and moving forward. So that's good to know. Well, thank you.
We will try, serve our community as best we can. So.
Yeah, good. Well, I appreciate that. And just a quick update, completely shift gears, and I didn't tell you I was going to ask you about this, but how are everything going with the vote? Because I know, like I said, before you came on, you wear many hats. And just to remind people, this is Diva Marie Perotto. And in your county, are you chief, clerk, recorder,
county,
assessor?
The county clerk, recorder, assessor, and registrar.
There's so many hats you wear. So how are you? You have 30 days from the vote. So are you wrapping things up with counting those mail-in ballots and all of that?
We're getting closer. We've processed the majority of the vote by mail that were received kind of a day before or at the polling places on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And We've, I believe, gotten letters out to all the people who forgot to sign their envelopes or their signatures didn't match.
Interesting. Okay.
Give them a chance to correct that. And they can fax or email that letter back to us so they don't have to bring that in person. The signature just has to match.
Okay.
And then right now we're working on the provisionals and the conditional voter registrations. So those ones take a longer time to process. We probably have about 10 to 15,000 ballots that we need to work on over the next couple weeks.
Wow. Well, and
it'll
busy.
Just kind of depend, you know, staffing levels and how quickly we can get through things.
Busy.
Hopefully, yes. We have until March 31st. I think our hope is to wrap it up before then, but with everything going on right now, schools closing, you know, that does impact employees and resources.
Oh, right.
So, I can't guarantee anything.
Right.
We'll certify by the 31st is the plan.
Okay. So. Well, good. Any close races out there, they're you know, waiting patiently for the final on that. And you brought up an interesting point with the signature matching, and I've been thinking about that because I don't think I've signed my voter, you know, register card or whatever for a long time. Do you have a lot that come up that aren't the same, or and should somebody update? I mean, because my signature is probably evolved.
We have a lot, statistically, it's a small percentage.
Interesting.
Of
okay.
them. And one of the things people don't know is that we do. When we are looking at that signature, we can compare previous vote-by-mail signatures.
Oh,
as well as all your previous registrations. And now if you go to the DMV, you might get your registration updated.
That's right. Maybe I did.
So we might get multiple signatures. So we can actually see people's signatures kind of change over time.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's not, as long as we can see a clear path
right,
to the current
okay.
signature. You know, I remember my sister quite a long time ago called me and was like, my signature didn't match. Why not? And I was like, well, when did you do your registration card? And I think she was 18.
All right.
Yeah. And I said, what was your signature then? She, you know, probably spelled it out in cursive.
Mm-hmm. All fancy.
Now it's, you know, the squiggle.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep. Update your registration.
Good idea, so you don't get that call.
Yes. But now we will mail you a letter. And you can also check online at the Secretary of State's website to see the status of your vote-by-mail ballot to see if it was counted or not.
Oh, that's interesting. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Just if it's pending.
Yeah, no, that's great. What is that website? Is the SOS?
Yes, it's a voter status. I think it's.
Oh, is that voters? Is that the one? The same one you checked?
Voter status. It's the Secretary of State website. I can't remember it off the top of my head. Maybe voterstatus.ca.gov.
Yeah, I remember looking. That was the same one that you checked to see what you read. What you were registered at.
Registration.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but if you go to the Secretary of State website, somebody Google that. And that's interesting. I didn't know you could check to see if your ballot had been counted yet. It's awesome. It's amazing the volume of things that you get through, of all of the votes and all of the process. It's just fascinating to me that you have to compare signatures and then you have to go back and look at other signatures. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling that with the volume of ballots that come in, that you are hands-on with all of that. So,
that's why we don't have instantaneous results.
Yes,
you know, everybody wants results immediately, and like I know, but we've got to do it right. We've got to make sure we're accurate.
Yeah,
and so that's what our focus is really, is making sure that we are counting the votes that we can and. Making sure that we do everything right. So there's a lot of double checking and reconciliations that I don't think a lot of people understand, but we're definitely making sure we do everything up to a very high standard.
Right. Great. Well, thanks for all you do. And all the great information. I appreciate you calling in today. So just to...
Anytime.
Yeah. So Diva Marie Proto of Sonoma County. Clerk, recorder, assessor, registrar of voters. My goodness, that's a mouthful. Thanks so much for calling in and kind of setting everybody straight and explaining what's happening with the recordings. And I think that if you're in a real estate transaction is the most important topic. You know, right there below health and safety and all of that. So anyway, go ahead.
If there are any changes, we will definitely post on our website, on our Facebook page,
okay,
to let people know if anything changes. But for now, we are planning on operating.
You are open for business and people can record. Yes. So marriage licenses, transfers, yes, deeds, liens and stuff like that.
But please only come in if it's urgent.
Right. Yes. And not if you're feeling sick. So
no, definitely not.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. I will let you go on with your day. And thank you. I appreciate you calling in on a Sunday morning. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. All righty, let's take a quick break, Joe, and then we'll come back just a little bit more update on kind of what's happening in the real estate world amidst all of this other news and things that are going on. And Pat Kerrigan will be back on again at 10 o'clock and then again at 11 with updates on what's happening in Sonoma County. And then KSRO will be running the press conference live at noon here on KSRO. So I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
KSRO, KSRO.com, and the brand new KSRO mobile app have full coverage of the health, social, and economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. To get the KSRO app and sign up for breaking news alerts, go to the App Store or Google Play and search KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning here from 9 to 10 a.m. And thanks for tuning in. We did have a special report this morning. Things happening here in Sonoma County with the first community contracted, I think they're calling it, case of coronavirus here in Sonoma County. So there is going to be an update again at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and then they're running the live press conference at noon. Until that, for the next 10 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about real estate and see if we can regain a little bit of a sense of normalcy. I've had questions about what's going to happen in the real estate. You know, how is this going to affect real estate? Are people going to, you know, pull out of their listing, you know, not want to put their house on the market, not want to move forward with a transaction? We're not seeing that at all yet. I haven't heard of anybody that has withdrawn from a transaction or pulled a listing because they are concerned about the coronavirus. There could be, I don't know, and it'll be interesting to see, and I'm going to talk to a lender. So tune in next week because I'll have a lot more information and we'll have a bigger picture, I think, of what could happen moving forward. But with all the loss of income because of the effects on tourism and the schools and people not being able to go to work, and it's really all kind of up in the air. Are people going to be able to get unemployment? and disability, and we're hearing that that may be available. I think Governor Newsom said that they were going to waive the one week wait period for unemployment and for disability, and so that's helpful and that's good. But a little bit of a concern is, you know, what's going to happen if somebody's in the process of a loan and their financing, and employment is a big piece of that, and they do call to verify employment, and they don't just call once. They actually call the day that you're going to close escrow, right before they fund your loan. They call to see what your employment status is. So I'm sure to tell people, you know, don't quit your job, even if you think the loan has been approved and everything, because they do call. But this is a different situation where we kind of went through. I had a situation last year when the government shutdown happened, and I had some clients were a dual Coast Guard family. They were transferring here. They were buying a house and based out of the Petaluma Coast Guard station. They didn't receive any income during this government shutdown. The Coast Guard wasn't part of the where they released the funds and paid the military. The Coast Guard, for some reason, wasn't involved in that. So they weren't getting paid. And they were in the process of getting a loan. Thankfully, they, and I don't know if it would have been any different, but they were getting a loan through a government loan, the VA. I'm drawing a blank on who it was they were getting a loan with. But anyway, they were able to say, well, there is income coming. It's just not right now. So I don't know how that will affect somebody in this situation where there isn't income coming in because of a situation that's happening with whether their business is shut down or they're sick, or they're, I mean, sick is a different thing, but you know, maybe their kids are, you know, they can't go to work because the kids are home. That could affect that being able to get a loan. So that'll kind of yet to be seen, and tune in next week and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'll gather some information and during the week and see how that goes. But as far as anybody backing out because they're concerned about the virus and the health and what's going on in the community, we're not seeing that yet. But again, this is a moving target. So we'll know more next week, I think, as the weeks go forward. What I'm seeing some agents kind of across the country mention and post on Facebook and say what they're doing and offering is video tours of houses for their clients if they don't want to come out. And Zoom calls for a buyer consult or a seller consult, doing a Zoom call. So there's things, if we get to the point where we really are, you know, being asked to self-quarantine at a stronger measure, you know, than we are right now. Those are some things we can still, I think, move forward with some things. And you know, to somebody looking at the big picture, this may seem extremely trivial that we're worried about real estate right now, but real estate is such an important part of the economy, as is tourism and you know, everything else here in Sonoma County. But you know, what we can do to keep real estate going, I think it's important because it is a big part of, you know, and to some people it's crucial. Maybe they're in the middle of a move, or they're, you know, have to move, or have to, you know, so it's important. And so I don't want to overshadow everything that's going on talking about real estate, but I think there's a lot of important things in real estate that can be affected by this, and we need to kind of keep a handle on it and stay calm. Interest rates, we did see inch up a little bit, which is interesting. They went way down. I actually closed an escrow last week. My clients were FHA. They got a 2.99% loan FHA. By the end of last week, the rates were up a little bit, but still FHA was a little bit under 4% right now. And then we're seeing 30-year fix a little over. And I know George Adair was on the morning show last week, and I actually posted that on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. It was a great interview with Pat on the morning show, kind of talking about what's happening with the interest rates and why they went back up. And also he has a show at noon on Wednesdays, and he has a lot of important or, you know, good information about what's happening with interest rates and what we're seeing, that the effects of this, the coronavirus, and what the feds are doing to kind of try and stabilize things. So I will have more information on that next week, and really more information kind of on what we're seeing. And like I said, this is a moving target.
Yeah, you're mentioning next week. That the next hour seems so far away. Right
now, you know? I mean, it can so change much can minute. Change. Yeah, so many things are changing. It's scary times and just kind of crazy. And the school, and my heart goes out to the people that are, you know, I've seen few people say, you know, so I can't go to, my kids can't go to school. What am I supposed to do now? I have to school my children at home and I can't go to work. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the plans are for that. And it's, I wouldn't want to be, thankfully my kids are grown up.
It's a whole new world. There's a lot of questions we don't know right now.
Right. And, you know, hopefully it'll be short term and we'll get this all worked out. I think it'll get worse probably before it gets better. But, you know, I think we're a strong community because of everything we've been through. The fires and then the PG&E shut down and that, you know, and then the other fires. I mean, you know, we've been through a lot. And so we're, I don't want to say we're getting used to it, but I think we kind of are. We're resilient. We're more resilient, I think. Anyway, we'll see how things go. As far as the, you know, real estate numbers, they're pretty consistent. I have not seen a significant drop in anything. We had 142 new listings come on last week. So, you know, if we're concerned about, or no, I'm sorry, that's since the beginning of the month. So in the last 2 weeks, 142 new listings came on. So, you know, at this point, people aren't worried about putting their house on the market. And I don't think they should be. I think we need to kind of go forward business as usual and try and keep that part of the economy going, because the ripple effect of a real estate transaction is huge. 86 new escrows were opened this week as well. So, and that's this week. So people are not backing out, not afraid to open an escrow and buy a house. So that's good. And then everything else is, you know, pretty consistent. So I think we're okay. We're gonna wrap up, and I will be talking more about, stay tuned next week. We'll have some more information on just what's happening with the real estate market. And then I want to remind you to go to the Facebook page, because there's a lot of information I'm going to be posting on there from today's show and for some other topics I couldn't get to today because of changes in the schedule. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. So go to Facebook, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. If you have any questions, you can contact me directly, 707-799-3617. We're going to call it a day, and Pat's going to come on, Pat Kerrigan. After a break, we're going to talk. They'll have another update about what's happening. Thank you for joining me. This is Allison Norman. I'll see you next week.
KSRO, KSRO.com.